Shabbat Shalom on this special Shabbat of Thanksgiving. We are particularly grateful for our returning college students, and you are in for a treat. We're all in for a treat on this Shabbat, as our worship experience will be enhanced by the thoughtful insights and the musical gifts of some of our own TBS kids who are kids no more. Well, maybe they still are to their parents and to a lot of us, but they are navigating their own ways out in the world as young adults with solid Jewish hearts and minds and souls. We thank Noah Dale and Aaron Lickstraw and Will Biggs and Zach Strasberg and Ben Sherrington for participating in our very delightful service we will experience tonight. And joining our beloved Rob on the Bima is also someone we like to think of as a TBS kid, former youth choir member, but actually now a well-educated adult professional in the field of music. So we're thankful to have Janet Christensen also joining us. Welcome to anyone who's here visiting for the holiday or who is here for the first time. Welcome to all who are here to welcome Shabbat with joy, or join with community, or find peace and grounding in a hectic Black Friday world, to pray for healing, or to remember someone no longer with us. We are glad that you are all here. We welcome the Shabbat angels into our midst and into our hearts with the singing of Shalom Aleichem on page 10.
Thank you.
like to welcome up all our college students. If you are a college student, come on up to light our Shabbat candles. We are doing candle lighting number 3, page 12. Thank you all for lighting up our sanctuary. And everyone doesn't have to get as far as you possibly can from the candles.
Before we take part in an age-old tradition of lighting the candles, let us first take a moment to reflect on the meaning of the Sabbath. All week long, we work hard and strive to excel. Most of the time, we don't even have a chance to stop and look back at our accomplishments. Shabbat is our time to take a break from the rest of the week, to pause and collect the thoughts we've been too busy to think about. Most importantly, Shabbat is our opportunity to become whole in mind and spirit as we take time to reflect on our lives. Okay. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu l'chad l'kner shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Down into some traditional gender roles. I noticed there for a minute. Every once in a while it happens here. And we once again welcome Shabbat in with the singing of Lecha Dodi, page 14.
Lecha Dodi,
I'm sick.
Standing as we spiritually prepare to begin our service on the top of page 17. Middle of page 18. God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You formed morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. All that I am is because of who you made me to be. The best gift you gave me is freedom. You built a world in which I can learn and grow, a world that is never completed, so that I may continue to enrich it. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank you and praise you, God. We call upon our member and student at Virginia Tech, Aaron Lickstraw.
Thank you for having me back, Rabbi Rappaport. It's nice to be here before I return for finals. I found Judaism to be an interesting minority. In most cases, it's not something displayed externally. To the average human eye, I appear to be an average white young male who leads an uneventful life as it pertains to any hate or discrimination that other minorities may have faced. However, in revealing my faith, I make myself susceptible to others who are made to believe that I do not belong in this country, or even worse, do not deserve to exist. It is something that I have struggled with as I got to college. I was raised to be proud of my Judaism and always felt comfortable expressing that within my TBS community as well as in the Fairfax County public school system. However, attending a university located in Southwest Virginia with a predominantly Christian presence and small Jewish community worried me. When I first arrived, I was lucky to find a great Jewish community within my fraternity, Alpha Epsilon Pi, as well as the Hillel chapter I started getting involved with. However, I didn't feel completely comfortable about sharing my religion with everyone. All that changed one night in April of last year. It was early in the month when an unidentified person left hundreds of leaflets with swastikas drawn on them on the lawn of the Chabad house. It was a surreal situation. Anti-Semitism is nothing I ever had to deal back here, and it was happening at my school. I was shocked and hurt. It was a position I never dreamed of having to face, and when it happened, I was not sure how I was supposed to respond, feel, or act. After some thought and reflection, I realized that I was extremely proud of my heritage and how it had shaped me into the man I am today. I chose not to live in fear of hate. I called my mom and asked her if she would buy me a chai necklace as soon as possible. I wanted to be able to wear my faith on my chest and let the entire world know who I am. I still have that necklace on right here. Growing up at TBS taught me that as long as I have a strong community behind me, I could be proud of who I am and not afraid to show it. Still, things are quite different at Virginia Tech than they are here at home. It was recently discovered at the beginning of the semester that the school is employing a white supremacist Nazi working as a teacher assistant in the English department. Although I don't have to worry about interacting with him, there are other minorities that have to be taught by him, including the student who released his information to the school. The challenges I face at school are much more evident and therefore real to me than they are here at home. But I always know that no matter where I am or where I go, I do not have to live in fear, because my TBS family will always be with me physically and spiritually.
Please rise for Shema on page 22. Hafta et Adonai Elohecha, bechol levavcha uvechol nafshecha uvechol meodecha, v'hayu hadvarim ha'ele, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavcha, v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam, b'shivtecha b'veitecha uvlechtecha v'aderech, ushochbacha uvkumecha, ukshartam laot al yadecha, vehayu letotafot bein enecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha, uvish arecha, lema'an tizkeru v'asitem et kol mitzvotai, v'item kedoshim lelohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, Asher hotzeti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, lihiyot lachem l'Elohim, ani Adonai Elohechem. Bottom of page 23. Love God with every heartbeat, with every breath, with every conscious act. Keep in mind the words I command you today. Teach them to your children. Let these mitzvot guide you along the path of life. May they instruct you in your daily tasks. Keep them in the forefront of your vision. Place them at the doorway of your house so that upon entering or departing, they remind you to live by my mitzvot in order that you may reflect on God's holiness through your life. The Eternal One led you out of Egypt to be your God. The Eternal One alone is your God. I now call up our member and Berklee College of Music student, Noah Dale.
God said to Abraham, "Go forth to a land I will show you." Going to college, leaving home, going somewhere foreign, I feel like everyone needs that sort of push. Abraham got it from God. Now, my mother isn't a god. No matter what she says after booking a $45 plane ticket on Thanksgiving week, but she gave me that push. When I was at my lowest point, feeling as if I weren't even a Jew, she said, "Monkey, I love you. You're a super Jew. Now go and find your home. Go forth for yourself. Lichi lach." Page 24. Every Shabbat we stand at the shores of the sea with Moses and Miriam, tasting the salt and the freedom. In every generation, Jews have stood at the Sea of Freedom, singing songs of thanksgiving to God. Sometimes we sang with just voice, other times we used timbrel, piano, shofar, or guitar. Who is like you, Adonai, is lifted from the sacred scroll and given voice and song.
Thank you.
Hashkivenu is our nighttime prayer of safety. We envision God's love and protection as a sukkah of peace over us through the night. Just as a sukkah represents God's presence that moved along with us in the desert, we know that wherever we and our young people spread their wings, whether at school, on vacation, couch surfing, traveling, the region, or the world, all of our prayers for peace and protection surround them and all of us. We join in Hashkivenu on the bottom of page 26. TBS Welcome Home without our special Shabbat prayer, Vishamru, page 27.
Thank you.
university student, Will Biggs.
When I left for college, the last thing in my mind was having to search for a Jewish community. I just assumed that, coming from a very Jewish area, a large and active Hillel was a given wherever I went. Unfortunately, that was the exact opposite of what I found. When I arrived at Old Dominion University, I went to an activity fair. It was full of Christian organizations, fraternities, and sororities. After searching for a good half hour, I finally found the Hillel table. After talking to the rabbi and the members, I realized there was only about 5 members who were actually active. No services were held for High Holy Days, let alone Friday night services. For Rosh Hashanah, I went with an old nifty friend, who also goes to ODU, to his conservative temple. It was nice having a place to go to services, but it wasn't home. Not too long after, I emailed Rabbi Perlin asking for some recommendations of temples around me that she knew of. She sent me back a nice list of temples and rabbis that she knows and is friends with. I found my way to the closest one on Yom Kippur and realized that I knew the temple. This was the Temple of Nifty Mars, the Vent, for my sophomore year. As I went in, I saw familiar faces and reconnected with old friends. I found a place that truly felt like home. Since the High Holy Days, I have been back numerous times and have been welcomed with open arms. The rabbi and cantor both know me, and I always say hi whenever I'm there. Although it took some trial and error and a good deal of work, I found a home away from home in the Jewish community.
We continue with Adonai Sefatai Tiftach. As you are ready, you may rise.
Gadol ha-gibor v'hanora, el elyon, gomel chasadim tovim, v'kone ha-kol, v'zocher chaste avot v'imahot, u'mevi gula livnei v'nehem, l'ma'an shmo v'ahava, melech ozer u'moshia u'magin, baruch ata Adonai, Magen Avraham v'ezrat Sarah. Ata gibor la'olam Adonai. Mechaye hakol ata rav lahushia. Mechalkel chayim b'chesed. Mechaye hakol berachamim rabim. Somech noflim v'rofech holim. Umatir asurim. Umekayem emunato lishene afar. Mi chamocha ba'al givurot. Umi domelach. Melech meimit umachaye umatzmiach yeshua. V'ne'eman ata lachayot hakol. Baruch ata Adonai. Mechaye hakol. Top of page 32. Our lives are blessed because of the holiness of God. From the beauty of the earth and sky to the beauty we have within us, God is everywhere. God has given us the ability to realize how precious life is, and for that we are grateful. Baruch ata Adonai, Ha'el HaKadosh. Blessed are you, the Holy God. You may be seated. Bottom of page 34. As the Sabbath descends, it enfolds us in its mantle of peace. It brings to us the precious gift of time, time to embrace family and friends, to reflect more deeply on the meaning and purpose of our lives, and to worship the beauty of holiness. May every Shabbat be a sanctuary of love and devotion, bringing contentment to our hearts, happiness to our homes, and blessings to our people and all humanity. We traditionally say a prayer of thanksgiving at this point in our service. So I share a prayer written for the holiday of Thanksgiving by Rabbi Naomi Levy. For the laughter of children, for my own life breath, for the roof over our heads, the clothes on our backs, for our health and our wealth of blessings, for the opportunity to celebrate with family and friends, for the freedom to pray these words without fear, in any language, in any faith, in this great country, whose landscape is as vast and beautiful as her inhabitants. Thank you, God, for giving us all these. Amen.
Amen.
We understand that the key to a good life is peace. Peace within our own hearts and souls. Peace at being at peace with who we truly are. Feeling safe and secure that those around us have good intentions, respectful and caring intentions. We know that we do not yet fully live in this ideal space. But every time each of us reaches out in friendship and compassion to another, we move ourselves closer to that ideal world. We pledge ourselves to that goal as we join in the singing of our prayer for peace, Sim Shalom. And the words are in your service folder.
Amen.
page 45. For all those in pain, in recovery, in difficult transition, for those not quite whole in body or mind or spirit, our prayers join with godly compassion to bring comfort and strength. We join in Misha Berach. Of our hearts.
Shalom, shalom,
pleasure to call up our next sermonette by Zach Strasberg, a student at James Madison University.
My Jewish expression at James Madison has centered around educating non-Jews about the Jewish traditions and beliefs that I learned about at Sunday school at TBS. As Rabbi Perlin advised us to be in post-confirmation, I have been an ambassador for the Jewish people at James Madison. My ambassadorship, so to speak, has taken root in my history class about the Israeli-Arab conflict. The class ties the history of Jews and Arabs in the Middle East, as well as the history of the Jews in Europe, with reasons that each group believes that they belong in the land of Israel. Early on in the semester, my professor, Dr. Murray, assigned us readings from the Torah and the Quran in order to familiarize us with both religions. In one class, she assigned us a reading, she assigned us a reading from the Quran about Muslim beliefs about the afterlife. The following class, one student asked her about the Jewish afterlife. My professor did not have a good answer for her because Jewish scripture does not discuss an afterlife. Knowing I was Jewish, Dr. Murray asked me for input. At that moment, I was reminded of Rabbi Perlin's answer from 10th grade confirmation class. Judaism is ambiguous to what happens when we die, so Rabbi Perlin told us that our afterlife involves an all-you-can-eat buffet and Torah study because Jews like to eat and study Torah. Instead, Jews focus on education and well-being in the present life. Being involved in Judaism has also allowed me to become closer with my family in Stanton, Virginia. For Erev Rosh Hashanah, I attended the Reform Synagogue in Stanton with them. I had a great time at services, and they even used the same gates of prayer that I had read since joining TBS. Whether I have been a voice for the Jewish people, getting closer to my family by going to Rosh Hashanah services, going to Hillel events, or staying close to my TBS friends, TBS has helped prepare me for being a Jewish citizen at college.
To share a sermonette and song, our member, Ben Sherrington, and student at Carnegie Mellon University.
Hello. My name is Ben Sherrington. I'm a sophomore musical theater major at Carnegie Mellon School of Drama. And mostly I'm going to sing, but I have a little story. Last year, when I was registering for classes going into freshman year, I knew Judaism was going to be a central part of it for me. Whatever ended up happening at school, Judaism was going to be a big part of it. And I started registering for classes, and I started getting a little nervous, where I was going to fit the Judaism into my schedule. And I had a little hope about the fact that I got out of class at 1 p.m. on Saturday, so I could at least make it to a Havdalah service or something like that. And then I got an email saying, no, actually, you're going to be there till 11 or 12. We just can't put it on the schedule because it exceeds the maximum amount of credits that the university allows you to take. So I was really worried that I was going to start school without any Judaism. And despite how much I was looking for a way to make it work, it proved to be difficult. And I got a little more optimistic when I got an email from one of the speech teachers at my school inviting me and the other Jewish freshmen to her house for a Passover Seder. And it turned out that all the Jewish acting and music theater students gather at this teacher's house for all the major Jewish holidays throughout the school year. And it was through this that I found this awesome Jewish community in the School of Drama. And I found that there's no reason to make time for Judaism because Judaism is already a part of me. And the presence of other things is not the absence of Judaism. Because Jewish values follow me through everything that I'm doing, regardless. And so now, almost halfway done with my sophomore year, I'm grateful for my school and for my Judaism. And I know the lessons that I'm learning are going to follow me for the rest of my life in both of those. And I'm going to sing a song by John Bacchino. It's called Grateful. And to my knowledge, it wasn't written to be a Jewish song, but that doesn't mean that Judaism is not present in it. I've got a roof over my head. I've got a warm place to sleep. Some nights I lie awake counting gifts instead of counting sheep. I've got a heart that can hold love. I've got a mind that can think. There may be times when I lose the light and let my spirit sink, but I can't stay depressed when I remember how I'm blessed. Grateful, grateful, truly grateful I am. Grateful, grateful, truly blessed and duly grateful. In a city of strangers, I've got a family of friends. No matter what rocks and brambles fill the way, I know that they will stay until the end. I feel a hand holding my hand. It's not a hand you can see. But on the road to the promised land, this hand will shepherd me through delight and despair, holding tight and always there. Grateful, grateful, truly grateful I am. Grateful, grateful, truly blessed and duly grateful. It's not that I don't want a lot, or a hope for more, or dream of more, but giving thanks for what I've got makes me so much happier than keeping score. In a world that can bring pain, I will still take each chance. For I believe that whatever the terrain, our feet can learn to dance. Whatever stone life may sling, we can moan or we can sing. Grateful, grateful, truly grateful I am. Grateful, grateful, truly blessed and duly grateful. Truly blessed and duly grateful. Shabbat shalom.
So now that we know how truly amazing, how very grateful we are for our amazing college students who have shared with us this evening, our college parents, our amazing college parents. So you may or may not have had a college student up here tonight, but if you are a college parent, come on forward for Aleinu for opening the ark. Please rise and we continue on page 53. may be seated. Bottom of page 59. When I die, give what's left of me away to children and old men that wait to die. And if you need to cry, cry for your brother walking the street beside you. And when you need me, put your arms around anyone and give them what you need to give me. I want to leave you something, something that is better than words or sounds. Look for me in the people I've known or loved. And if you cannot give me away, at least let me live in your eyes and not in your mind. You can love me best by letting hands touch hands and by letting go of children who need to be free. Love doesn't die, people do. So when all that's left of me is love, give me away. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members, Laura Schick, Leon Bainwall, Carol Lewis, Ruth Margulies, Yetta Trachtenberg, Susan Feitelman. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members. Ruth Berkowitz, mother of Alan Berkowitz. Elwin Bernard Christensen, father of Alan Christensen. Grace Matthews, grandmother of Rodney Jones. Keith Clark, friend of the Courtney and Weissman families. Shirley Gaynor, mother of Cheryl Bear. Harold Simpson, uncle of Jamie Adams. Bernard Dolberg, father of David Dolberg. Ethel Beagleman, grandmother of Andrew Glicklin. Michael Tomaszpolski, cousin of Irene Kaznacki. And this is the first yard site for our beloved member, Stephen Kamen. We remember the yard sites this week of Arnold Kaplowitz, Lillian Klein, David McIntyre, Doris Scher, Naomi Mimi Wolf, Norman Berkowitz, Rose Sylvan, June Brust, David Earle, Sam Goldstein, Paul and Janine Parisi, Pat Nicholson, Dorothy Schmidt, Lester Shubin, Teresa Sparks, Sol Sprung, Helen Anzell, Sandra Lickstraw, Ernst Arnoldi, Julius Bauer, Howard Levitt, Dr. Harry London, Nettie Allgood, Harriet Lawwell, Sandy Braun, Pearl Frager, Claire Kronthal, Helen Paulson, Moses Paulson, Harriet Slavin, Elsa Strauss, Gerd Buckheim, Marvin Gannick, Erwin Goldberg, Ruth Gordon, Libby Hirschman, Sam Polunsky, Sheila Prince, Jean Robinson, CJ Tribble, Sam Belsky, Morris Kleinman, Edith Rachkind. We honor their memories and their legacies as we rise and together recite Kaddish, page 60. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shmei Rabbah, Yam lech malchute. Bechayechon uvyomechon uvachaye decho beit Yisrael. Ba galau vizman kari viemru amen. Yehe shmei rabah mevarach le'alam al me'almaya. Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnaseh. V'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shmei dekudsha berichu. Le'elam min kol berachata v'shirata. Tushbachata v'nechemata. Dam iran b'alma v'yemru amen. Yehe shlama rabah min shemaya. V'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. O se shalom b'imrumav, hu ya'ase shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. V'imru, v'imru, v'imru amen, v'imru. From this sacred moment of memory to celebrating the joy of Shabbat. And I'd like to call up to help us bring in that joy all our college students and anyone who is done or really close to done with your college applications. I know, I was done with mine about 10 minutes before they were due, so I am not one to judge. Top of page 61.
The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, oreh uri hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav, v'ratzavanu, v'shabbat kadsho, b'ahav ratzon, Lanu zikaron lemaase bereshit kiru yom tefila lemikra ekodesh zeher mitziat mitzrayim kivanu vacharta v'otanu kidashta mikol.
Looks like on a day when Great Harvest is closed.
Thank you, everyone.
Everyone remembers the Kiddush. We're so proud.
You may be seated.
Shabbat Shalom.
My name is David Charrington. I'm the president of Templeman Ein Shalom. So pleased to see everyone here for Shabbat worship, and I hope everyone enjoyed a very nice Thanksgiving. Thank you, Rabbi Rappaport, for leading us in worship this evening. Thank you, Janet, Rob, and Noah, for leading us with your beautiful voices and music. Brave, engaged ambassadors. Thank you to our college students for sharing your stories from campus and your beautiful music. When I see our students and how well they're doing, it gives me comfort about the future. TBS members, please join us for Minion Makers tomorrow morning. Next Friday night, Sheldon Lowe returns to help us celebrate Shabbat. And with the first night of Hanukkah arriving on Tuesday, December 12th, get ready for many TBS activities for the whole family throughout the 8 nights of Hanukkah, including join the Interfaith Couples Club annual Hanukkah party on Saturday, December 9th. There will be latkes, game, food, fun with all your TBS friends. Please continue to bring food for LCAC. They especially need protein items, including canned tuna or chicken and peanut butter. If you're new to TBS, welcome. If you have any questions or would like more information, members of our board and membership committee would love to speak with you. This evening, Sue Calwaite, eating challah. How'd you get challah? Sue Calwaite would love to speak with you. Is available to answer any questions. We'd love to speak with you, so please see Sue at Oneg. Wishing you a very restful weekend. Shabbat Shalom.
Make sure to tell all our college students how amazing they were this evening at the Oneg. But first, our rousing Ein Keloheinu, one of my favorite tunes, page 63. Thanksgiving weekend, we embrace the blessings in our lives and the miracles in our world. Baruch atah bevoecha uvaruch atah betzeitecha. In your activities and your travels in the days ahead, may you cherish moments of connection, of friendship, of peace, of love. May your comings and goings be in safety. And may you feel surrounded by the blessing of divine love and care. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.